You know that sound? It makes the hair stand up on the back of your neck. It's the watch out because the alien's slimy tentacles are slithering closer and closer sound. Lots of classic 50s sci-fi horror movies relied on an electronic musical instrument called a theremin to create that tone of otherworldly dread. But how does it make that sound, and how do you play it without touching it? Reporter Jeanette Woods has some answers.
Let's start with the basics.
Well, the theremin is named for its inventor, Leon Theremin. He invented the theremin in 1920.
That's Andrew Barron, co-founder of RCATheremin.com, the go-to site for vintage theremin enthusiasts. Theremin was born in Russia. He was kind of a genius tinkerer who loved music. He was fascinated with electronics and physics, and he combined these passions into his unique namesake instrument.
So if you think about the typical instrument, right, you play it manually.
Frederick Bartley is the senior vice president of science at the Franklin Institute.
In the case of a piano, you have a hammer that hits the string. And when it hits the string vibrates. And that vibration creates a sound. The really neat thing about how the theremin works is it's, instead of using frequency and waves coming off in the typical sound by percussion or by hitting, it actually works by impacting the electromagnetic field.
The theremin itself, its principle of operation is actually relatively simple.
Andrew Barron again. He's been taking apart and reassembling complex electronic devices since he was 12, so yeah, it seems simple to him. The rest of us need an explainer.
A theremin produces an electric radio wave.
Imagine a rectangular wooden box. On the right side is a vertical antenna. Sticking out of the left side is a looped antenna. Inside are electronics and circuits. Think of that electromagnetic radio wave as a cloud hovering between those two antennas.
When a performer places their hand in that field emanating from the antennas, it alters that radio wave. It changes its frequency.
Inside the theremin's electronic circuitry, an oscillator takes that shifted radio wave and converts it into an audible signal. As you move your hands around between the antennas, the sound changes with each movement. If you're good, the ear hears music.
Thirteen years ago, I bought a theremin as a novelty, and within a week, it was all I wanted to do.
That's Mano Divina, a master theremin player. He leads the Divine Hand Ensemble, an orchestra that fully utilizes the instrument's creepy, Halloween-y sound. They've played concerts of funerary music in cemeteries.
There's no tactile memory. I can't actually touch anything like one would a piano. You can put your fingers on things. And there's no visual memory like one would look at a guitar fret and see where the E chord is and the A chord is. I have to guess where everything is.
It's an understatement to say that Mano Divina is passionate about his instrument. His name means divine hand. He's come to the Franklin Institute to play a rare theremin, manufactured by RCA in 1929.
Look at this magnificent work of art. So let's turn it on and see what happens. See if I can give you a little more volume there. Absolutely fascinating.
It may be vintage, but it can still channel that trademark eerie sound.
And they would have disappeared out of history entirely if it wasn't for the fact that a few people got the bright idea of, I don't know how this works, but if I go like this, it sure sounds like a ghost. Horror movies, a lot of Hitchcock, Scooby-Doo, the ghosts, the castles, the aliens.
No other instrument conveys that condemned soul writhing in hell sound quite like a theremin. Hold on to your goosebumps, folks. For The Pulse, I'm Jeanette Woods.